Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 13th of April 2024. The Bible reading today is Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 10. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Today's article, titled "The God of Order," was written by Tom Felton. Seth took all the medications he could find in the medicine cabinet. Raised in a family filled with brokenness and disorder, his life was a mess. His mum was regularly abused by his father, until his dad took his own life. Now Seth wanted to just end his own. But then a thought came to mind. Where do I go when I die? By God's grace, Seth didn't die that day. And in time, after studying the Bible with a friend, he received Jesus as his Saviour. Part of what drew Seth to God was seeing the beauty and order in creation. He said, "I see things that are just beautiful. Someone made all this." In Genesis 1, we read of the God who indeed created all things, and although the earth was complete chaos, he brought order out of disorder. He separated the light from the darkness, placed land amid the seas, and made plants and creatures according to their kinds. The one who created the heavens and earth and put everything in place continues to, as Seth discovered, bring peace and order to lives surrendered to Christ. Life can be chaotic and challenging. Praise God that he's not a God of disorder, but of peace. Let's call out to him today and ask him to help us find the beauty and order he alone provides. Let's pray. Creator God, thank you for the peace and order you alone provide. In you, broken things become beautiful. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Mike, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.